This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Leslie, we did not really have any fresh news out there. And the last few sessions, we've seen mixed trade, unable to close positive across the board, coming off the highs of the session, and I think it was leading up to what we saw today after seeing early mixed trade in closing negative. And several contracts down, triple-digit losses, first time we've seen that since late September and early October. The market's probably running out of a little bit of steam. We're also probably getting impatient, waiting to see what cash trade's going to be this week. At mid-morning, choice box beef, 28 cents higher, selects up 84, on a total movement of 101 loads on this, meant cattle kill of 109,000 head. Also, we saw new record carcass weights for steers and heifers reported today. On the close today, we saw the October live cattle 80 cents lower, December live cattle down 87, October feeders down $1.02, November feeders down $1.05, and December lean hogs were unchanged.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell from the Oklahoma School Land Commission. If you need land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping, each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing as well as outdoor recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 33 Oklahoma counties will be offered for lease this year. On Tuesday, October 20th at 9 a.m., we'll be in Boise City at the Cimarron County Fairgrounds. 35 tracts in Cimarron County will be leased. For more details, log on to our website, clo.ok.gov, and follow the prompts for 2015 annual lease auction information, or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases benefit Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Tom, what led to the downtrend across the grains?
I think the biggest thing is we lack any fund buying today. The funds were absent yesterday. They was more so today on their buying. They was more active in their selling. We did not have any big earth-shattering news out there. Our corn once again made a new low for the week, and our wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed negative and near their lows of the session. We did see on the close December and March KC wheat both down 4.5 cents. December Chicago wheat down 5.75. December corn down 3.5, with March corn closing 3.25 lower. November and January soybeans were both down 5.25 today. And December cotton was off 32 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.